This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter Sprigg, Senior Fellow in Policy Studies for the Family Research Council here in Washington. We want to get his insight on a couple of major stories involving the gay agenda. First of all, his organization, the Family Research Council, is calling on President Obama's Safe Schools czar, Kevin Jennings, to resign following Jennings' association years ago with a case in which he simply counseled a teenage student in a gay relationship with a much older man to use a condom. We also want to get his reaction to a judge in Texas basically saying that the state law defining marriage as only the union of a man and a woman was unconstitutional, as that judge allowed a gay divorce proceeding to continue in that state. And Peter, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you.
You and I have talked about Kevin Jennings in the past. He was not confirmed by the Senate. He works for the Department of Education and is known as the director of the Safe Schools Initiative. And we can talk about what that exactly means, safe schools, in their lexicon in a moment. But remind our listeners what exactly is at the issue of why the Family Research Council believes he ought to step down.
Well, there are a number of reasons. We've got a detailed paper that includes basically seven counts against Jennings, if you want to add them all up. One that's gotten probably the most attention in the media in recent weeks involves an incident that happened when he was a teacher himself, a young teacher in Massachusetts at a private school back in the late 1980s. And he has told this story himself. The source of information on this is Jennings himself. He's told it in slightly different ways in different settings, but it involves a young man, a student who was 15 years old, who came to him for counsel and confessed to Jennings that he had had sex with a man who he met in the bus station restroom in Boston. And Jennings' only response to this was, "I hope you knew to use a condom." Now, there are a number of questions about this, whether obviously we believe that just telling the kid to use a condom is not sufficient to protect his safety. And but there are legal questions as well, because if this child was, in fact, below the age of consent, then his relationship with this man would be a crime, a statutory rape. And Jennings may have been subjected to a mandatory reporting laws as a school teacher, which would actually legally compel him to report an incident like this to the authorities. But he not only did not report it to the police, but he didn't report it to the boy's parents or to the school administration. And we just feel that that's irresponsible. Now, Jennings finally came out with a statement last week saying, "I should have handled the situation differently." But he has not yet made an explicit statement that he thinks 15-year-olds should not be having sex, that nobody should find sex partners in a bus station restroom, and that a condom is not sufficient to protect a person in that situation. And you know, we'd like to hear that as well.
We're talking with Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council. And Peter, you want him to step down from his position, as I mentioned before, essentially the safe school czar. What is he promoting in that position that troubles you?
Well, yes, he heads the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools in the Department of Education. And undoubtedly, the reason why he was selected by Education Secretary Arne Duncan for this position is that for years, as the founder and director of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, Jennings has used the mantra of safe schools promote policies that would prevent bullying of homosexual kids, of gay kids, which he says is widespread. Now, we certainly are against all kinds of bullying, but think that it should be without respect to specific categories of protection, that there shouldn't be special categories of protection for gay kids, that everyone should be protected. And we see in Jennings' record really the evidence of hypocrisy in this, because when it comes to Christian kids who want to express sincere religious or moral opposition to homosexuality, he does not believe in tolerance towards them. In fact, some of his rhetoric is very bullying towards the people who may disagree with him. So this element of hypocrisy in his promotion of tolerance is one of the things that bothers us too.
Well, let's talk about the story in Texas. Peter, this is a story in which two men were seeking a divorce in a state that doesn't allow gay marriage in the first place, but the judge decided that the Texas law was unconstitutional. Explain for our listeners the significance of this.
Of course, there have been a couple of other cases like this in other states where it's almost a Trojan horse for same-sex marriage, where if you recognize if you grant a divorce to a same-sex couple, then in effect you're recognizing that there was a marriage there, and that shouldn't happen in a state like Texas, which has a constitutional amendment saying that marriages between people of the same sex simply are not valid. They are not recognized at all. They don't exist in the eyes of the law in Texas. What was unique about this ruling was that the judge actually, because he couldn't overrule his own state's constitution, he based his ruling on the United States Constitution, saying that this violates that to ban same-sex marriage violates the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That's something that no federal court has ever ruled. So it's really sort of a inversion of the concept of precedent for a state court judge to try to create a brand new precedent in the interpretation of the federal constitution.
Where does it go from here?
Well, I'm sure that this case will be appealed and is likely to be overturned. I mean, this kind of decision is an outlier, and in a state like Texas, I would be confident that it'll be overturned. However, it is symbolic too of the fact that more and more homosexual activists and supporters of same-sex marriage have become impatient with the state-by-state strategy, which won them civil unions in places like Vermont, New Jersey, and won them same-sex marriage in Massachusetts and Iowa and Connecticut. And they are wanting to tackle this at the federal level. Probably a bigger threat is the lawsuit filed by Ted Olson and David Boies, a Republican, prominent Republican and Democratic attorney, respectively, in California, where they've brought a direct challenge in federal court to the definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of these critical cases as well as the story involving Kevin Jennings. Peter, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Peter Sprigg is a senior fellow in policy studies at the Family Research Council here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.